This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it, I know it, and I just talk about it all the time, so that's kind of the way that it goes. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. The first person that calls me today and tells me that it's Friday, Junior, should be slapped. Anyways, okay, maybe they shouldn't be slapped. Anyways, today's Thursday, September the 19th of 2024, day 263rd of the year, and only 103 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there at that other place that we do stuff at.
Radio.
Yes, Radio Big is where we hang and we do stuff, though it's kind of cool what we get to do over there. So in return, we get to do some stuff over here. So if we do stuff there, we do stuff here, and we do stuff all around. So that's the cool part about it. So how's everything going for you? You know, I wake up, go to the studio, or I probably wake up and do some other things, and then go to the studio, and then we're here. And then, you know, we get everything set up for you as we go through. So we are a show that is a radio show that's a three-hour radio show. Let's make sure. Hour number one is Rated R Safety Show. Hour two and three is the Jay Allen of the Morning Show, where we talk about the world of music and entertainment. And this first hour, we talk about new safety stuff and all that kind of fun stuff. And we're simulcasting on Safety FM, Radio Big, and then we're on the podcast network, now able to get it in real time. And then we are also in on some video streaming platforms. So there you go. There's a whole layer of stuff that we get to do. So it's a good time. It's a good time as we get to do stuff. So if you want to interact with the show, it's easy to do so. Callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. And that will get you directly into our little system here. And audio, video, and text messaging are the options that will be readily available. So there you go. Some stuff going on inside of the world. So there you go. Some stuff going on as we move forward. So, haha, move on, my friends. Let's continue going. So with that being said, why don't we do this real quick? Why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so a bad sad day for company that owns the ship responsible for March bridge collision, and the worst day for terrorists. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, Billy Joel sells and Romeo Beckham likes models. Okay. Jennifer Lopez is staying busy, and new investors join Shark Tank. We'll talk about that as we get into the casting calls. And also, Prince Andrew looks forward to another fictional version of himself. We'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. So there you go. The Royals. So with that being said, why don't we do this? Let's start talking right away about what the hell is going on inside of the world of the news, as I have some professional broadcasters that are waiting for you, that want to talk and want to tell you everything that is going on inside of the world of the news. So if you are ready to do this, I am ready to do this. By the way, what else are you ready for? Because I have all kinds of questions, but let's just leave it there. Okay, so if you're ready for the news, I'm ready for the news. So let's just do that right now, and we'll get everything rolling and bowling. So let's go. No, seriously.
Here is the news on the Rating R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel says it's moving to a new phase in the war and shifting resources towards its north. It comes after at least 20 people were killed in a second wave of explosions of communication devices in Lebanon. The UN and US have called for calm, and the UK government's described the situation in Lebanon as deeply disturbing. Israel hasn't commented on the explosion of walkie-talkies used by armed group Hezbollah, or pagers before that. Pete Warren from the Cybersecurity Research Institute says intelligence agencies do believe Israel's behind it.
Quite evidently, the Israelis have been intercepting Hezbollah's communications because they knew that they were going to be buying these pagers. The method by which they've managed to put what would appear to be explosives into the pagers seems to have been that they've diverted them in the supply chain.
Nigel Inkster is a former Director of Operations and Intelligence at UK Security Service MI6.
Well, it's possible that some terrorist organisations might be tempted to go down this route. But look, you know, it requires access to facilities that terrorist organisations tend not to have.
Former UK Foreign Secretary and Conservative Party leadership candidate James Cleverly is urging caution.
I absolutely believe Israel has the right to self-defence. However, I have always made the case that in discharging their duty to protect themselves and their citizens, they have to abide by international law.
In other news, Venezuelan opposition leader Edmundo González says he was forced into recognising President Nicolas Maduro as the winner of July's disputed election. He says he was coerced into signing a letter before seeking asylum in Spain. The head of Venezuela's National Assembly says González wrote his signature voluntarily. Social media platform X says it came back online in Brazil on Wednesday inadvertently. It was banned in the country last month after failing to meet a court deadline for the appointment of a new legal representative. China's announced steps against 9 US military-linked firms over US weapons sales to Taiwan, freezing their property within China. It's the latest move to put added pressure on the US to halt its arms sales to the island, as Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
China's foreign ministry spokesman called on the United States to stop the dangerous trend of arming Taiwan. The ministry said that Beijing would freeze the assets and properties in China of the military contractors for the Pentagon. The move is in retaliation of a $228 million package to Taiwan of spare parts and equipment for F-16 fighter jets. Beijing claims Taiwan as its own, to be reunited by force if necessary. While the U.S. does not formally recognize Taiwan as an independent nation, it is bound by law to provide Taiwan with defensive weapons. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today in more depth at Ukraine's drone strike on Wednesday on the Tver region of southern Russia. It caused a massive blast after striking an ammunitions warehouse, a Ukrainian show of force just as Western governments debate whether to allow Kyiv to use NATO-supplied weapons to their full potential. At the moment, Ukraine is restricted from using them on Russian soil. Peter Dickinson in Kyiv edits the Atlantic Council's Ukraine Alert blog.
By all accounts, it was an extremely large hit. It wasn't a single warehouse, it was an entire complex. that seems to have been struck. And judging by the evidence that we do have, the explosions were so large they registered actually as a minor earthquake in the surrounding area. The visual footage is striking. I mean, almost astounding. The satellite imagery that shows that the explosions were visible from space. So we're talking about potentially one of the biggest explosions, one of the biggest attacks behind the lines of the entire war. So from a Ukrainian perspective, of course, it's considered to be an enormous success.
It's estimated that around $40 million worth of Russian munitions were destroyed in the attack, and observers think President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine wanted to make a point that given the go-ahead by Western powers to use NATO-supplied weapons without restrictions, he could further hobble Russia's war effort. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Israel says it's moving to a new phase in the war and shifting resources north. Venezuelan opposition leader Edmundo González says he was forced into recognising President Maduro as the winner of July's election. Social media platform X says it came back online in Brazil on Wednesday inadvertently. And China's announced steps against 9 US military-linked firms over US weapons sales to Taiwan. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
This is your safety trainer, still preaching, and warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger
over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm. At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Rated R Safety Show. Sarcastic? Never.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
You never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. A lot of stuff going on as we are talking. No doubt about that. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out here inside of this multiverse. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's get into the shit list right away. Wednesday brought a second day of carnage for members of the terrorist organization in Lebanon. Earlier this week, an attack was believed to be coordinated by Israel's intelligence agency, Mossad, managed to hack pager devices of thousands of suspected terrorists, causing them to overheat and explode. About a dozen are believed to have died and thousands more injured. On Wednesday, a similar hacking attack targeted handheld radios and home solar energy systems around Lebanon's capital. Israel has not publicly claimed any responsibility for counteroffensive. This is according to the Daily Mail. Now, some people were saying yesterday that these pager things on, you know, were causing testicle damages to the person that was actually handling the pager. I would imagine they had to be a male for that to happen, of course. With that being said, there are videos online of these pagers blowing up as people are hanging out in the supermarket. And if you really want to see something terrifying, that would be something to take a look at. Not recommending it, just letting you know my general consensus there of the information that I am sharing with you, because I was watching that shit yesterday, and man, was I like, woo, baby, nobody wants to see any of that shit. So there you go. That's a lot of stuff that was going on as we are talking. So there you go. Anyways, let's continue down the path here. 6 months after a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge at the port in Baltimore, killing six and destabilizing the shipping operation, the Department of Justice is bringing a suit against the owner of the vessel. Following an extensive investigation, the feds allege the outages grossly negligent, willful, wanton, and reckless lack of care and precautions on behalf of the ship's owner. In particular, poor maintenance meant key machinery on the ship, like the propeller, rudder, anchor, and bow, weren't in working order. The suit seeks $100 million in damages. The amount would cover both. Cover the government's expenses for the investigation and the federal aid paid out to the employees who were out of work during the port's closure. The suit also calls for unexpected punitive damages to deter the similar future disasters. This is according to the New York Times. $100 million. What do you think's going to happen here? Because I have some questions, of course. I always have questions. I mean, do you know me? Of course I have questions. So $100 million worth of damages. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it will make you definitely consider before you go under a bridge. But let's be realistic. Boats and bridges maybe do not contact each other in that severity all the time, but things do happen. I mean, this is not a one-off, that's for sure.
Duh.
So let's just make sure that this is what we're talking about. Because we are acting, yes, it's an act, like this is the hunt for Red October, and this has never happened before. But these things are a lot more common than what most people think. So I don't know what to tell you. So just some stuff right there as we are talking. Anyways, a duo of unruly squirrels took occupancy on a train in England on Monday, disrupting service during a busy morning commute. Passengers reported being attacked by the rodents on the service between two southern towns in England. And each stop along the way, passengers ran out of the train as the conductor tried to intervene, and the squirrels out the door. When eyewitnesses tell the Telegraph that it was pandemonium. Yeah, it was pandemonium in regards to what was going on. So there you go, pandemonium. On the actual railway. I mean, that's something to think about. What else? It gets worse. The delayed cancellation of the route meant that some passengers likely had to rush to make a flight, or worse, miss the entirely because of the rodent invasion. One squirrel eventually took the hint when no one could find the second one. The service was canceled entirely. This is according to the Telegraph. So what do you think here? I mean, if you were on this, a squirrel attack. It's something to think about. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not important, but man, do you think that this caused all the disruption in services because you had a squirrely early? You're probably going to have some questions there going, hold on. So you're not going to make it to what because of what? I want to make sure that I understand what you're telling me. I mean, do you disagree or do you look at it and go, I mean, no, this is not exactly what I'm saying. I don't know. It's just kind of a weird one. Overall, I think it's kind of weird, but whatever. What do I know? Anyways, the winner of this year's Florida Python Challenge racked up 20 kills during the 10-day snake slaughter. Ronald Kiger will take home $10,000 for the righteous achievement, improving this to his second place finish in 2023. A contractor for the South Florida Water Management District, Donna Kale, won $2,500 for finishing in close second place with 19 pythons. More than 800 hunters gathered in Florida from 33 states, even Canada, to get in on the hunt. In total, they bagged 195 pythons, which threatened to disrupt the local ecosystems as an invasive species. This is according to CBS. Yes, this is according to CBS News. So there you go. 190-something pythons. Wow, that's crazy. I mean, that's something to think about. I have that kind of time. No more ecosystems for you, my friend. So take a listen to this. One of the bodies found buried beneath Notre Dame in Paris may belong to the Renaissance poet. The body was found that was unearthed in April 2022 by excavators at the National Institute of Forensic Archaeology Research, who has been working on the site since 2019's fire. Jubilee was the founder of the group of La Petite, and he died around the age of 37 in January 1st of 1560, and was believed to have been buried in Notre Dame, though his actual grave was never found. Meanwhile, restoration projects at Notre Dame are said to be in their final stages. The cathedral is preparing to reopen on December the 8th. This is according to BBC. So what do you think? A lot of stuff, of course. A lot of stuff to talk about. I don't know. Is this something you find interesting? I think it's kind of weird. I mean, you're burying, or you're digging up a gravesite from 1560. I don't know. Some stuff to think about for sure. Anyways, take a listen to this. The Dow lost 103 points to close at 41,503 on Wednesday. The S&P lost about 16 points to close at 5,618, and the NASDAQ lost about 54 points to close at 17,573. West Texas Intermediate closed at $69 a barrel, and Brent crude is at $72 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.21 on Wednesday, and Bitcoin gained slightly on the day, trading just around $60,000. Okay, there was more than 1,530 flights delayed within and to and out of the United States on Wednesday, and more than such as 50 cancellations on Friday nights. Friday night's Mega Million will be for $47 million jackpot or a $23.9 million cash payout. So I guess if you want to play, you still have the time to do so. So there you go. So what do you think? I don't ever know about this, the stuff that we start talking about when it's related to talking about the stuff related to lottery. I'm not sure if people love it. I mean, I don't know. We talk about it. It's kind of one of those things that I have a hard time discussing. And let me explain why. Because you're dumping money into trying to win something that you might never win, and the odds are stacked against you, but you continue to dump money inside of there. So I don't know. Something to think about. Anyway, take a listen to this. Sean Combs will remain behind bars until his trial. Yeah, I don't know if you heard this one. In a two-hour bail hearing yesterday, Judge Andrew Carter rejected the defense pitch of $50 million bond, regular drug test, home detention in Miami, no female visitors, and more to free the music mogul. The U.S. attorney, Emily Johnson, argued indisputable evidence makes it clear that you cannot take the defendant at his word. As previously reported, Combs has been charged with racketeering, sex trafficking, transporting of transportation to engage in prostitution. He faces the rest of his life in prison if found guilty. So there you go. This is according to the New York Post. So it's gonna get sticky icky as we are talking. I mean, there is no doubt, because we look at this and go, okay. So, if this is something that's been going on and people knew about this and nobody was talking, and, you know, I'm sure you've heard the name Sean Combs before, you've heard P. Diddy, you heard Puff Daddy, you know, all the miraculous stuff that people talk about. So, it's not like people didn't know what was going on. I mean, no one talked about it for such a long period of time that you had to look at this and go, what was the reasoning behind it? Because that's not normal. I mean, that is not normal for people to turn around and go, no, we are not going to discuss this whatsoever. I mean, it is one of those things that I look at it and I go, okay, it's getting weird. It's getting weird here. So let me see what I can pull up from the New York Times, because I think that that's what we need to do, or the New York Post. So let's take a look at what they have going on their site. Do we got any sound? No sound. Hold on. Oh, is this music? Is this music? It just, okay. So let's not get too worried about it, because all it's doing is giving you sound. Not anything special here. So we'll ignore that. So anyways, it's just saying what he looked like when he was in court. Blah, 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 blah. And bingo was his name. Oh, so there you go. So don't worry about any of that stuff, but you get the point. So I just look at it and go, someone had to know what was going on. People had to know. You know, it's kind of like that whole thing that allegedly was happening with Harvey Weinstein. It was the open secret, if you may say it in that format, that people knew, but nobody wanted to talk because there was a level of fear of what might happen if anybody said anything that was going on. That's something to think about for sure. Seriously. Like, I look at it and I go, how strange is that? Because how did no one know? How did no one know for sure?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, Travis Kills gifted Patrick Mahomes a Louis Vuitton golf bag for his 29th birthday. The brand is a favorite of the QB. The unknown exactly of the bag that Kels gave him. Though the designer's golf bag runs for about $22,600 to $31,500 a piece. No words on what Mahomes received from his wife, Brittany Holmes, besides the party that she threw for him on Sunday. Well, I wonder what else he got from his wife. I'm just asking. So there you go. Also, take a listen to this. Billy Joel has finally sold his oceanfront mansion in Florida. He first listed the place in 2018 around for about $33 million, only to take it off the market not long after. And for the relisted price in 2022 for $64.9 million, where it sat until January of this year, when Joel decided to slash it by $10 million from the price. In April, the price was cut even further, settling to $49.9 million. The 13,300 square foot Mediterranean style mansion features 9 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms, a library, a wine cellar, and a wet bar, a 12 car garage. No word on who is moving in. This is according to the New York Post. Apparently, the New York Post has a lot of shit going on today. Oh, listen to this. Talking about Harvey Weinstein. Listen to this one. Harvey Weinstein pleaded not guilty to a sex crime charge in New York on Wednesday. The indictment accuses the disgraced movie mogul of forcing oral sex on a woman at some point between April the 29th of 2006 and May 6th of 2006. The 72-year-old was still recovering in the emergency room or the emergency heart surgery that he had. Meanwhile, Weinstein is awaiting a retrial. After his 2020 conviction was overturned, the trial tentatively is expected to begin on November the 12th. Hold on. So let's backtrack real quick. Pleaded not guilty to a sex charge in New York. The indictment was blah, 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 for forcing oral sex on a woman at some point. So hold on. Was she forced to perform oral sex or he forced doing oral sex on her? I mean, I would like, well, I don't think I really want to know better, but I'm kind of confused. Let's see what AP says, because, you know, that's where we go to next. Some AP action in regards of what is going on. Let me take a look, because, you know, we have to get some ads loaded, because that's the way that it works, because you can't read anything off of somebody else's website without getting 10,000 ads, of course. Hold on. Let's see. Is this going to tell me anything or no? Let's see what all it might reveal to me in regards of what is going on, because I'm always intrigued on what can happen. Yeah, I know that for a radio audience, not the greatest, but let's do this anyway. So let's take a look. Okay. So this is him just kind of scrolling.
Because, as you all know, there were reports that there were going to be 3 indictments handed down today. And, in fact, there was 1 indictment that was unsealed. We have a lot of work to do. We have to find out who the person is. We have to do an investigation. And, obviously, if I asked any human being, like, someone in 2006 is accusing you of something, let's take a guess. And it's not like it's someone who lives a life like I do, which is basically right here in the city of New York. This is Harvey Weinstein, who's been all over the country and all over the world and meets thousands of people a year. Look, Mr. Weinstein has been very consistent from the time of his investigation. He never forced himself on anybody.
Okay, so just that we got that one there, it was more along the lines that they're claiming that he forced himself on the person, not the other way around. Okay, got it. Now that he forced them. Okay, cool. Allegedly. Let's make sure that we throw in allegedly. Anyways, past the time that we're supposed to do our main story, so let's get into that right now, because it's main story time.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
You know, I have to tell you, as we start talking sometimes, and we start taking a look, and I get to hang out with people and take a look around at what the hell is going on inside of their lifetime. I am amazed, and I am using the word amazed, on the people that tell me they're tired of the bullshit. Yeah, and I did say that, tired of the bullshit, where all of a sudden you go into an organization, the organization says that they're trying to change everything, and once you get into the nitty-gritty, it's not true. based on what the employees, based on what the team members are saying, they're saying that all the only reason that this is coming up now is because something has happened. And, you know, when I use that term, I never understand what that really means. Something has happened. Because what happened? What is the something? And now, the great part is that when I come in normally, I get to do some level of investigation normally. It's not normally a good thing if I'm there to investigate something. But something has happened. So they say that it's an emotional response to what had occurred. And I have seen some terrifying ordeals. I mean, I'm talking about like terrifiers where you probably don't even want to talk about some of this stuff. But I look at it and I go, from a worker's perspective, I can understand where they're saying this because they have seen what has happened inside of the organization. They have seen what led to that particular point in time and nothing was done. So, of course, people are going to believe that the organization doesn't want to do anything, that they are just claiming that they are trying to change stuff when they really aren't. So my frustration cannot be anywhere to the frustration to what the employees slash team members have. So as you look back for a moment, I want you to visualize this. And it does not have to be safety related. It can be anything related. Where your organization said it was going to change and it never did. It said that something new was coming down the pipe because something could happen. Nothing ever changed. How frustrated were you with the whole thing? How did you look at that and go, no, this is not going to work for me? And what did you do to help cause the change going forward? Because that's the thing. We can sit here and we can talk about this and we can sit here and complain about it. But what are you going to do to help with the element of change inside of the organization? And some people will sit back and go as far as saying is that if you are not part of the solution, you are definitely part of the problem.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Let me talk
back to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as
mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things.
Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
More hints to help you work. Because to get rich, you gotta work hard.
Yeah, dude, look, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
Radio.
Here we are, 44 minutes past the top of the hour. You are still hanging out on the Rated R Safety Show. This right here, 32 stitches. Top of the world. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. Yeah, YouTube Music's a thing, just in case. Yeah, but I pray for a miracle. So there you go. Nobody really cares. Okay, so thanks to 32 Stitches for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. So there you go. You might want to give that a little downloady-ody action, no doubt about that. So there you go. Let's go ahead and get back into some of the things that we need to talk about. And let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people are or have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, you'll find all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support. That's just to name a few things as we are talking. They want you to know right away that you are not alone. Suicide or intentional taking one's life is complex, and it involves psychological, social, and biological, cultural, and environmental factors. People who are suicidal may talk a lot about death, withdraw from friends, and give away prized possessions, become more reckless and impulsive, and express hopelessness. I mean, this is just some information that's right on there right away. Suicide is preventable. Talking about it does not cause someone to become suicidal, but rather could actually save the life. Some statistics, and then it gives you statistics that are available, resources that are available. So I'm telling you, you want to go there, take a look around, TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms, and then click on the section that says Find Help. So there you go, TWLOHA.com. Let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of this lovely multiverse of ours, because that's what we seem to do. Let's start talking about buying in bulk. No. I'm talking about buying in bulk, not buying to bulk, even though there are some people that do that as well. It's not news to anyone, but for, for all but the most disciplined shoppers, is it nearly impossible to leave Costco without spending at least $100. You know how it goes. You pop in, pick up a new for a few specific items, and end up leaving with a cart full of bulk items and a long receipt. And to grab a sausage on the way out. You know what I'm saying there. And now we know exactly how much money the average shopper spends at Costco per minute. According to a new report from business news site Morning Brew, a YouTube channel that explores spending habits from the minute they walk into a Costco to the second they leave, shoppers spend about $1.75 per minute. The report says that at least the average person spends about 37 minutes wandering around the bulk warehouse, and this means that the average shopper spends about $64.75. But people with the comment section say they spend way more than than 37 minutes there. One joking said they spend 37 minutes in each aisle. Another said that their family spends about 1.5 to 2 hours in the store. And for those who estimated were applied, that would be about $200 in $210 for the bill. So I know it sounds like a lot, but if it keeps my wife off of Amazon for an hour, I figure I'm saving money. The good news is that I eat at least $1.75 worth of free samples per hour. So there you go. So is it per hour or per minute? Because I need to have a better understanding of that, because that makes no sense to me. So there you go. So have we talked about Tech Talk? Have we done that today? I don't think we have. So let's talk about it. Would you rather have a conversation in person or via text? It probably won't come up as a surprise to you that 7 in 10 millennials and Gen Z say that they would rather communicate digitally, mostly by text, than in person. In a poll of 4,000 young adults between the ages of 18 to 34, though the number of the Western countries, 65% said that they talk to peers more often via texting or cell phone, than the number is even higher than the English-speaking nations. conversations where about 74% said that they prefer to talk via text. Few others findings from the survey say that 62% would rather forget their wallet than their phone when going out. Yeah, because they probably have one of those digital credit card things. Also, 70% said that they sleep within arm's length of their phone, and just about half even check their phone for notifications if they wake up in the middle of the night. 66% say they bring their devices to the restroom with them, and if they're having their conversations, I don't want to talk to them in person either. Can you blame them for wanting to text rather than talk? Every time I answer the thing, there's someone on the other end trying to sell me an extended warranty for a car that I don't own anymore. So here's my question to you. I mean, I think that the alarming portion here is that it said that 7 out of 10 would rather communicate digitally, mostly via text, and some even going as far as saying that they'd rather talk, which was 65%, via cell phone. Now, I don't know how you are, but I will tell you that to me, it seems like less and less people want to talk via phone than anything else. Now, I have some friends that I communicate with, and we will text, but I have a particular friend that she will not text. Or, well, let me rephrase that. She will text, then they will reference that texting is not sufficient or it's insufficient, and then they want to FaceTime. Now, I have no problem with FaceTiming with people, but it's kind of an awkward thing because, you know, people do their normal aspect. But the problem is that if you're going to FaceTime with someone, I would imagine that that conversation needs to happen this way, as like I look at the camera. If you're looking away from the camera, it kind of defeats the purpose of the FaceTime. Do you understand? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking way too much into it, but I think it's kind of odd that if you're going to FaceTime and not look at the camera, because then it's like, why are we FaceTiming? But I don't know. I guess I'm just kind of one of those weird people when it's all said and done when it comes to certain things. So I don't know. It's just some oddball stuff to think about as we are talking. I have to tell you, this is the second day in a row ever since my updatey 80 of my iOS system that the iOS system tends to wig out on when I'm on the verge of trying to do a connector-ector here of two servers together. I think that it does not like this two-server approach when I'm trying to drag. But hey, whatever. It is what it is. With that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this for our world? And why don't we go ahead and bring some John Smalls in and let him tell us about what exactly is going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's story was submitted by Thor. Bishop Milton Wright, a dedicated clergyman, regretted giving his sons a small toy helicopter that lifted itself into the air. You see, that toy inspired Wilbur and Orville, and they were consumed by the possibilities of flight. But with many people getting hurt in the late 1890s and some even losing their life, the bishop feared for his sons, who were 29 and 26 years old. He delivered a sermon at his Dayton church. If God had meant man to fly, he would have given him wings. But the Wright brothers were determined to use the newly developed internal combustion engine to power their own flying machine. December 17th, 1903, the Wright brothers took flight at Kitty Hawk. It seems that God had given man wings after all.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Few things in life are more painful than a broken relationship. If you've lived for any length of time, I need say nothing more. It's a universal pain, an inevitable consequence of our fallen condition. Yet, by the same token, there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that can compare with the unspeakable gift of a friend restored. When he forgives me, I realize all is not lost. I have not ruined everything, wounded it, yes. But forgiveness gives us another chance. It is the kiss of God that makes all things new. Lord Jesus, thank you for healing my broken relationship and for restoring my friend. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel says it's moving to a new phase in the war and shifting resources towards its north. Venezuelan opposition leader Edmundo Gonzalez says he was forced into recognizing President Nicolas Maduro as the winner of July's election. Social media platform X says it came back online in Brazil on Wednesday inadvertently, and China's announced steps against 9 US military-linked firms over American weapons sales to Taiwan.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, there you go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2021, the missing persons case involving video blogger Gabby Petito comes to an end when her body is found in the National Forest in Wyoming. She was traveling across the country with her boyfriend, Brian, and at the time she went missing, he quickly became an investigator's main suspect. It would later come to light that Brian Laundrie, was in fact responsible for Petito's death. The confession would be revealed after he took his own life. All this happened back in 2021 on this day. If we're looking at some birthdays that are going on today, let's talk about this. Let's see, Trey Young turns 26. Danielle Panbaker turns 37. Brittany Littimore turns 39. Natalie Eva Marie, oh yes, she turns 40 today. Ryan Dusick turns 47. Jimmy Fallon turns 50. Tim Scott turns 59. Trisha Yearwood, 60. Twiggy, yeah, good old Twiggy. You know, the model, turned 75 today. And Jeremy Irons turned 76. So there you go. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, the list is extremely short today after the comparison over the last few days. Talking Like a Pirate Day and National Butterscotch Pudding Day. Yep. That's it. It ends with us. I didn't think it ever started with us, but it definitely ends with us as we are talking. So I don't know. What do you think? I mean, that seems awfully short after all the long ones I've been giving you, if you know what I'm saying there. So there you go. Okay. So what else do we have for you? If you need a random joke for today, I definitely have one of those for you. My father had a profound influence on me. He was a lunatic. No, seriously, he was. Or still is. I mean, there is no doubt about it. Just ask him. So there you go. Anyways, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's the best gift you've ever received? I don't know how you would share that information. So there you go. Okay. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. The average person will spend 5.5 months of their life waiting for this. What is it? A web page or a video to load? 5.5 months. That's a long-ass time when you start thinking about it. Anyways, it's the top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me. If you doubt, that's fine. Because guess what? Sheldon Primus will be hanging out on Safety FM, doing the things that he does. Talking about the world of safety consulting, and you know how cool that shit is. So there you go. Safety consulting with Sheldon Primus, talking about how you can get into the business. If you want to go over to the world of music and entertainment, you can do that, RadioBig.fm. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Doing nothing is better than being busy doing nothing. Mm-hmm. Think about it real quick, because that will get you places. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, J. Allen.